Something I think you should know.
Nothing. If you're going to tell me that the toaster's broken, don't bother.
The toaster's broken? No wonder why my Pop-Tart never popped up. I've also got a fork in there. Yes. The thing that I wanted to tell you is, look, Jennifer is knitting something for you. And, ordinarily, I would never want to spoil the surprise, but I think if you just take a look...
Okay, it's okay, Balky, it's okay. She's probably knitting me a sweater. She's always knitting me sweaters, except for the time she knitted me a car cover.
Question, she's not knitting you a car cover or a sweater. She's knitting you these. Usually, I wouldn't even dream of spoiling a surprise, but I just wanted you to see them. I wanted you to see them so that when she gives them to you and you see that they're way too small, you won't say, Oh my Lord, and hurt her feelings.
Balky, do you have any idea what this means?
Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous. It means Jennifer has grossly misjudged your foot size. I think they'll stretch if we just dip them in something, some kind of saline solution or something.
No, just Balky,
your feet.
Don't you get it? Jennifer's going to have a bah. Jennifer's going to have a bah.
Jennifer is going to have a sheep in the entire history of Meepos. That only happened once.
No, Balky. Jennifer is not going to have a sheep. She's going to have a baby.
A baby what?
A baby Appleton.
Cousin! Oh, my goodness, when did Jennifer tell you?
Well, she hasn't told me yet. She obviously wants it to be a surprise. That's why she's knitting booties.
That's why she's knitting booties?
It's what women do to prepare for a baby.
Well, that's kind of odd. On Meepos, when a woman is expecting a child, all she has to do is dig a deeper well, buy a bigger laundry basket, and pre-chew a lot of meat.
They're blue. That means it's a boy. Well, I can handle that. I used to be a little boy. I'll just do everything my father did. I'll be my son's pal. We'll communicate. If he does something wrong, I'll just point it out to him. And when he builds that little car for the soapbox derby, I'll just tell him that it's not good enough. And I'll be sure to tell him in front of all his friends. Who am I kidding? I'm going to destroy my son.
Cousin, come on. I think you're overestimating your influence. Now, you learn how to be a father? Look, at the beginning, anyway, all you have to do is just let him be a baby. Have fun. Eat with his hands.
That's just like you. Everything is fun and games and enjoying life. Well, that's just not how it works. And someday you'll have a son of your own and you'll see just how hard it is.
Maybe I will have a son. Cousin, I'll teach him everything my father taught me. I'll teach him how to shear a sheep. I'll teach him how to milk a goat. I'll teach him how to outrun lava. cousin. Wouldn't it be great if our little boys were best buds just like we are?
Sweet dreams, little Larry. Have a nice nap, and after dinner, I'll teach you how to balance a checkbook.
Snoozy, snoozy, baby Becky. Sleep on your face and drool. After your nap, we'll take you to Disneyland.
Now, why would you promise them that? We have no intention of taking them to Disneyland.
I know, I'm just hoping you'll take me.
Balance a checkbook, that's why I love my dad. He's practical. That's a skill I can use. What can you learn going to Disneyland?
It's a small world after all. And how to have fun.
You know, it's just your problem. You think the world is about fun and games. Well, that's just not how it works.
Wow. That was more fun than bouncing that golf ball off your head. I want to play with my bookie cat. I want my bookie cat.
I want to play with
them. Yeah.
No, I want my bookie.
That's mine. I want to play with Bookie.
Okay, fine. You play with Bookie Cat. But if you do, his collar bell will ring, and then our dads will know that we're not taking a nap, and we'll be sent to an orphanage.
An orphanage?
Yeah, and we'll have to eat crumbs and sleep on thumbtacks.
I don't want to sleep on thumbtacks.
Well, you'll have to sleep on thumbtacks if you play with Bookie Cat.
I don't want to sleep on thumbtacks.
Well, you have to sleep on thumbtacks if you play with Bookie Cat.
I don't want to play with Bookie Cat.
I think you should play with Bookie Cat.
I don't want to play with Bookie Cat.
I think you should play with
Cat. I don't want to play with Bookie Cat.
Please! Don't make me play with Bookie Cat! Okay.
Okay.
I'll play with Bookie Cat.
Okay.
Let's get out of this crib and have some real fun.
But Pussy, where are you going? There are all these toys in the crib that we haven't played with.
Toys in the crib we haven't played with? Ow!
Mm-hmm. You know something? You get on my nerves. I'm gonna go ride my rocking horse.
I have two thumbs.
Dessert.
Stop acting like a baby.
I am not a baby. I'm just a terrible tooth. I wish I was three. They say life begins at three. I want to be out of the crib.
You can't be out of the crib.
Yes, I can, and I'm beginning to doubt that orphanage story.
Oh.
Yankees. I wasn't born yesterday.
Come on, I'm your cousin. Trust me, I'll catch you. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Here we go. Ready? Ready? One.
Let that be a lesson to you. Never trust anyone over two.
No, no, don't cry or our fathers will hear us. You know, if you don't stop crying, Mr. Cuddly Bunny's gonna beat the living daylights out of you.
I'm bored.
Yeah, me too.
I wish I lived on a ranch. I wish I had a plane and could go all over the world.
I wish I could get my foot in my mouth. That way I'd always know where my shoes are.
You know, that's your trouble. You think small.
I am small. Although, genetically, I have a good chance of being taller than you.
What I mean is, you are perfectly content to nap your life away while there's other kids outside having fun. I'm going outside to the backyard to play on the swings. Want to come with me?
Well, I want to come with you, but the swings are way out there, and we're stuck in here. How will we get out there?
Don't worry, I have...
Oh, God.
A plan.
Malky, you hold the block steady, and I'll climb up to the windowsill.
Hello, Mr. Bear. Do you want to play in the backyard?
Malky, are you holding the block steady?
Just a minute, question. I'm talking to Mr. Bear.
You what? You're talking to Mr. Bear? Oh.
Nose. Eyes. Mouth. Ear.
What did I ask you to do?
Hold the blocks.
What did you do?
Talk to Mr. Bear.
What happened?
Cousin Larry fell down, kaboom.
What should you say to me?
Do it again. Just never get used to that thing.
Will you concentrate for a minute? We have to find a way out the window.
Let's play patty cake.
No, I don't want to play patty cake.
Well, I can't say I blame you. I mean, patty cake. What is that, anyway? And who is this baker's man? Why does he have to make me a cake as fast as he can? Where's the quality in that? And when he...
The seesaw. Perfect.
Oh, cousin. Oh, I always wanted to play on the seesaw. How does it work? All the fun's on your side.
Stand up.
I don't see
her. No! We are not going to play on the seesaw. You are going to sit on that end. I'm going to climb up on the blocks and jump on the high end. You'll sail through the air, land on the windowsill, and you can climb out.
Uh-oh.
You don't like the plan?
No, I didn't say that.
I see it all over your face. You don't like the plan.
Well, it's just that I'm still recovering from that jack-in-the-box thing. I mean, look at that thing. It's hideous. A disembodied head and a pair of arms and just a spring for the body. How does it digest its food? And then this, I don't know. I'm flying through the air. I might have done that before, but now that I know I have two thumbs, I've got too much to live for.
All right. We'll just have to think of something else.
I know. We can take the crib and push it over to the window and climb up on that.
No, that'll never work. I've got it. We can take the crib, push it over to the window, and we can climb up on that.
You know, when you say it, it don't sound like such a good idea.
Oh, really? Let me ask you something. How many nurseries have you escaped from?
How many nurseries have you escaped from? You know, this argument is a lot like diaper rash. I've had it before, and I know I'm gonna have it again.
Come on, just pull on the crib. Here we go. On three. Ready? One, two, three. All right, one more time. On three. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. All right, here we go. One more time. On three. Ready? One, two, three.
Cousin, you know, I was thinking.
No, if we, I do the thinking. Cousin, I do the thinking. Me!
You know, it's babies like you that give us two-year-olds a bad name.
All right, one more time. On three. This time, we push. Ready? One, two, three. You know, Balky, we're lucky to have such quiet, well-behaved children.
Yeah, right. Are you sure we can't go to Disneyland?
No. Oh, God. Balky, our children are going to be just like us. I'm not ready to have a child. I couldn't even take care of my pet goldfish. I overfed him and he died.
Winston's dead? You told me he went to a petting zoo.
Hi, guys. Larry, I have some very exciting news.
Don't worry, Jennifer. Cousin Larry will be okay once the baby arrives.
Baby? How did Larry know my cousin Lucille is having a baby?
Your cousin Lucille is having a baby?
Yes, Larry. She's due in the spring.
You're not having a baby?
No. Larry, if I were, you'd be the second one to know.
Wonder who she's planning on telling first.
Disappointed the baby is my cousin's and not ours?
Oh, no, not at all. Well, maybe a little. You know, but, Jen, I promise, when the time comes,
I'm going to learn everything there is to know about fatherhood.
Oh, Larry, you'll make a wonderful father. But aren't you forgetting one very important step towards becoming a father?
Oh, 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 oh,